I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. Lake Effect contributor Jennifer Fields has been bringing us stories of objects and their places in material culture in her series called It's a Material World. Today, she introduces us to Madison Glass artist Kathy Liebarger, who's working on a project inspired by, of all things, the Discovery Channel.
Walking into Kathy Liebarger's small store in Madison is like walking into an alternate universe. The wreath and Christmas lights, she leaves them up until Valentine's Day, are made out of empty pill bottles. A sign wishes everyone a Merry RXmas. On the wall hang lovely ceramic plates that look straight out of Middle America, except these have weirdo and psycho skillfully painted inside their floral borders. It's warm in here. It has to be, because Lucy likes it that way. Lucy is her pet iguana.
When I was a kid, I collected little glass figurines, and that was the thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to learn how to make lizards on beads and also make hedgehogs. Those are my two favorite animals, and so that's pretty much what got me into it, was just wanting to see that little critter done at the end of the day.
Liebarger's workbench is in the back of the store. It's a big metal table so tall she has to stand to work. She says constructing a glass bead is more than just slapping bits of color on a stick.
You're building everything from the inside out, like whatever it is you're doing. If you want to make a pickle jar, you have to have like an inside color for the pickles and then a layer of the stringer I was pulling earlier, which will make the individual pickles inside the jar. And you just kind of lay that over your base color.
The stringer is a long, thin string of glass that Liebarger makes by heating a glass rod and stretching it like taffy.
Okay, so we've got now the layer of clear on the mandrel, and then the pickles going on top of that I've melted in and smoothed out. And they have to be smoothed out because you don't want to get any air pockets trapped in there when you put the clear over that. I'm making the clear jar now over the pickles. So I just am adding a little bit to the top of the pickles.
If you don't have special glasses, it looks like Liebarger is drawing with fire as she constantly moves the bead in and out of the flame.
Once you have the heat, there aren't a lot of other tools required. It's surprising because you're coming up with a whole shape that looks like something, and yet it's just a matter of drawing on the glass and having a surface to kind of mash it on and kind of control it.
For Liebarger, her torch is the one tool she couldn't do without. And I have to say, as torches go, it's pretty. It's made out of steel and kind of has an Art Deco look about it. On the top are two bright red circular knobs she uses to control the amount of oxygen and propane coming out of it.
You can see that the clear glass that I'm melting over the pickles is in the flame, so that will be really, really hot. But you have to keep the pickles out of the flame to keep them from smearing or anything while you're putting the glass over them.
Liebarger says she also likes the torch because it's quiet. She says there really isn't a lot of banging things about when you work with glass rods and fire, but you do have to be very careful.
I set my sweater on fire once. I had this big bulky sweater on. Set it on fire because I was wearing like three layers and didn't notice it. And so it was just kind of burning away and put it out. You know, there was just a big, like, no elbow left in the sweater. And it was sort of a relief to do that because I knew that was going to happen someday, you know, and I haven't done it since then.
I'm standing next to Liebarger, and she picks up an orange rod and starts to build the octopus on top of the jar. We've been chatting for about 20 minutes, and I can tell she's not used to answering so many questions while she works. I ask her if building with fire and glass is contemplative, if it's the way she finds her moment of zen.
Years ago, when I first started, my dad had a stroke, and like he was in the hospital, and it was just this big ordeal, and I was learning bead making, and I started making these little turtles, and I really liked looking at these little turtles, like, more than anything, and so I was making turtle after turtle, and I was just kind of keeping my mind off of that with making the beads, and then I brought them into my dad, you know, and I was, like, telling him about that, you know, that it was because he's in the hospital and everything, and he just said, "That's a lot of turtles." And I was like, "Yeah, Dad, that is a lot of turtles." Anyway, that was kind of funny. But that's the kind of thing that you know, that I like about it, that it is just consuming.
Tentacles complete, Liebarger is putting the head, eyes, and eyelids on the octopus.
We had this whole story about the time-traveling octopus and named Walter. My husband wrote a song about it and everything. But yeah, he had like a portal in the bottom of the ocean, and like he'd go through the door and then he'd just go to some time and he'd find a jar and bring it back and open it.
So now where are we at the stage? Are you pretty much done with him now?
I'm pretty much done with him now. He's melted a little bit. His little tentacles have melted a little too far. But
that's because I've been distracting you and talking to you.
Yeah, that's probably it. It's probably your fault and not mine. That's the ticket.
Lake Effect contributor Jennifer Fields is a student in material culture at UW-Madison. Her feature today introduced us to Kathy Liebarger, who runs Aardvark Art Glass in Madison. The octopus song we're hearing was written by her husband Dan, a member of the Madison-based band The Whiskey Squirrels. It's a Material World is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. We'll have one more break and then have some virtuosic playing from both sides of the Atlantic when American old-time fiddler Bruce Molsky joins forces with Swedish bouzouki player Ale Möller in Lake Effect's performance studio. So stay tuned. It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.